Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast. Today, the topic we're going to go through is processes. So the tagline is processes simplify life. So we're basically going to go through processes, the purpose of them, and how they're going to really improve your life. Because I've gone through life without using them and life with loads of processes in place, and it's night and day. Very helpful stuff. So starting off, so what is it? We need to know what it is before we can actually use it. So a process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. Okay, or in simpler terms, it's basically steps you have in place to get the outcomes that you want. Easier way to think of it. So the goal then, when we actually implement the process, is what's the difference? Two things: effectiveness and efficiency. Okay, so effectiveness, it means that you're going to get the same quality outcome each time that you want, because you have the process in place. And then for efficiency, it's going to free up a lot more mental energy and a lot more time to actually focus on the things you want. Because if you don't have a process in place, you won't know what to do, and you'll have to think of it every time that you're doing it. Okay, so there are the two reasons we want to do it. It ensures effectiveness, the same quality outcome each time, and then it also ensures efficiency. So it's going to help you get the outcome you want in the shortest amount of time, which will also free up mental energy, free up more time to focus on the things that you want. So we'll run through some examples. Examples are what's going to ingrain this for you. I'll go through like life, business, relationship, a few different examples here. Think of driving a car, okay? Everyone, well, not everyone, I guess, but everyone knows what a car is at the very least, and most people know how to drive. So imagine if we had no process for driving the car. Like, think about it. This process is so ingrained in your brain from all the driving lessons you did at the start. We just get in, you know, foot on the brake, turn the key, check the mirrors, put the car in gear, handbrake down, and off we go. Like, that is a process. But it's just, like we said, so ingrained in our brain at this stage that we don't even think about it. But way back at the start, we did. So that's part of what the driving instructor helps you to do. He helps you to get a process in place for driving a car. And that's what we do. So we get the same thing. When we get into the car, we get the effectiveness, driving the car, and then the efficiency. It's in the shortest time possible. Like, imagine, okay, so take out the process. Let's say we've no process in place for driving a car. What happens? Every time we get into the car, we think, okay, what do I have to do now? And then think of everything that you do, like the, you know, turn on the key, the gears, the mirrors, all that stuff. And then think, what's actually the most important one? What one do I have to do for? Like, it's just, you can see, a bit of a silly one, but it's just to kind of highlight the process in place is what's helping you drive the car in the most effective way and the most efficient way. But we just, it's subconscious now. We don't even really think about it. Another example, just a more personal one, it's the first one that popped into my head, for leaving the house. Now look, you can bring the processes, you can have it just for a few things in your life, like let's say for business, for career, or you can have it for loads of things in your life. It's up to you. Look, it's your life, you design it the way you want. But for me, I do have a lot of processes in my life and automate a lot of things. So let's say even when I leave the house, my process is I'll actually say out loud, phone, wallet, keys. Because I've already thought about it, what's the things I need? When I'm leaving the house, I need my phone, I need my wallet, and I need the house keys, and that's it. Obviously, if I'm going on some sort of trip, I'll, you know, make a few notes on what I want to bring with me. But this is just general stuff. Going out for a walk during the day, whatever, phone, wallet, keys, bam, 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 they're in my pockets, cool, let's go. So it's the same thing here. Effectiveness, it's making sure I get the ideal outcome, which is not forgetting something. And then second thing is efficiency. It only takes a second. I'm not having to stop and think, oh, what do I need when I leave the house? Oh, do I need glasses? Do I need whatever? That's it. Boom, boom, boom. Done. And actually, now that I have a car, it's phone, wallet, keys, key. There you go. You just update it as, and for maybe for you, it's phone, wallet, sunglasses. Like, whatever it is. And once you have a little process in place, like we're saying, same quality outcome each time, more efficient. You're not wasting energy thinking about what do I have to bring or what can I leave behind. And then, like another one here as well, I've my laptop open in front of me. I have a processes sheet for my business. So I can even click into it here. I know you can't see it now, but just for an example, like I have processes for clients. So even if I bring that one up, where's my client process? Here we go. Yeah, so clients. So each week, like send the weekly check-in form, unread messages. I don't want to leave anything more than 24 hours. Client session preparation, want to make sure I've that done beforehand. Client check-ins, you know, first, second, third batch. you know, following up with anyone that didn't get back to me. True Coach, like the app for clients, is that updated? You know, checking payments, checking up on reviews, people are doing reviews for me when they're finishing up, and then making sure admin is up to date. So like, I have a process there for each week, and I know you can't see it, but like half of them are, I have a tick on them, which means if I'm done, the other ones then I obviously want to finish. Exact same thing here again, effectiveness and efficiency. I want to ensure that I get the most effective outcome with each client, so I know what to do here, and then the efficiency as well. I'm not thinking about every week, what do I have to do with clients? It's all out here in black and white. And then obviously you keep updating the processes as you need to, really, and then they'll become even more effective and efficient. So that's pretty much it. That's what, like, effectiveness and efficiency, that, like, when you really think about it, that's what you want in life, isn't it? Like, you want, for whatever it is, business, life, relationships, you want the best possible outcome, and you want that best possible outcome in the shortest amount of time. Like, who wants average outcomes sometimes and sometimes shit outcomes, and taking a lot longer to get those average and shit outcomes? You know, when you look, I'm a man of logic, I break a lot of things down into minute details, but that's really it. Like, when you actually understand that, you're going to implement a lot more process in your life, and your life now is going to be a lot more effective and efficient. And like the three liner, I think I wrote a post on this someday, but the three liner at the end, like, it automates for ideal outcomes, frees up mental real estate, and you can enjoy a simpler life now. So that's it. Quick one today. So this is all coming from the Lifestyle Design University. So I'll say this a few times for the early podcast, getting back to three things I help people with: physical freedom, mental freedom, and lifestyle design. So this is in the Lifestyle Design University membership. So I'll link in the show notes, I'll put three steps to lifestyle design. That'll be the best article to read if you're new to this. And I'll link the membership there as well. And in the membership, so there's three sections of it. Or I suppose before I go into that, a few lines just to explain what it is and why I got interested in it years ago. It's basically, it's systematically designing the life that you want, and it helps you avoid the biggest regret of humanity. So the biggest regret of humanity recorded is, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. So I seen that years ago, probably about 8 years ago now at this stage, and was like, fuck, that's how I feel right now, and that's where I'm heading. You know, it was like $4,000 in debt, coming home from a J1, had no passion, had no purpose, and going into the 9-to-5 rat race. So yeah, life didn't exactly turn out like I thought. I thought I was going to be a soccer player, so things were going very different. So that's why I started Googling all this stuff. And you'll see, if you just read the three steps to lifestyle design or watch that video, you'll see my whole story from there to where I am now and how I did it and everything I've learned along the way. So that's where it's coming from. And in the Lifestyle Design University membership, it's broken down into three pillars. So we got the vision, we've the self-development, and then levers to freedom. So the vision, first of all, because you have to create a vision for your life, first of all. How else are you going to achieve it if you don't know what it is? It's like you need a goalpost there to be able to score. Then the second pillar, self-development. This is where you learn how to become the person that will achieve that goal. And then the final step is levers to freedom. These are the actual practical steps that you take to close the gap between that vision, the ideal life that you want, and then where you are now. Okay? And the bit I just went through there about the processes, that's a small snippet from a module in the self-development section called Structure, Standard Systems, and Fun. So that's a module all around processes and standard systems and, yeah, fun as well. I won't go into it now. I'll be talking about it for too long. So that's it. Click on those links if you want to learn more about it, and we'll leave it there for this week. So don't settle, and we'll talk to you in the next one.